Good morning. This is Akashwani Kohima, reading you the morning news. I'm Matsina. School education and SERT advisor Dr. Kekrelule Hyome has called for a major overhaul of the state's education system, stressing the need to instill a sense of Naga pride while addressing a deep-rooted perception problem surrounding government schools. Speaking at the Dr. P.S. Lorin Education Conclave 2025 at Tetzel College in Chumukedima yesterday, he noted that government schools continue to suffer from low public esteem despite large investments and Nagaland being ranked third most literate state in India. Highlighting that the core issue lies in the design of the system itself, Dr. Hyome emphasized the need to rebuild the education sector with a focus on Naga cultural identity and values, which have long been sidelined in favor of topics related to other states. The advisor called for an education system that celebrates the region's communitarian spirit and mosaic of culture while promoting Naga creativity and identity within the curriculum. A team from the Indian Railway Catering and Tourism Corporation, IRCTC, met with Nagaland's Tourism Minister, Temujin Imna Along, yesterday in New Delhi to explore potential collaboration on tourism, infrastructure and other IRCTC projects. The meeting, aimed at strengthening ties between IRCTC and Nagaland, was attended by Director Tourism and Marketing of IRCTC, Rahul Himalayan, Deputy Director and Senior PRO, Nagaland House, Kole Mere, along with other officials. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the day is not far when every part of the country will be free of Maoist violence. Addressing the Chhattisgarh Silver Jubilee celebrations in Raipur yesterday, he said, due to Maoist terror, tribal regions of the state were deprived of basic facilities such as roads, schools and hospitals for a long time. He said, because of government's resolve to rid the nation of the menace of Naxalism, the problem is now confined to only three districts with limited impact as against 125 districts 11 years ago.
हमारी सरकार एक तरफ आदिवासी विरासत को संरक्षण दे रही है, दूसरी तरफ आदिवासियों के विकास और कल्याण पर भी जोर दे रही धरती आबा.
On the occasion, the Prime Minister inaugurated and laid the foundation stone for development projects worth over 14,000 crore rupees. Advisor for Information and Public Relations Imkong L. Imchin has stressed the need for stronger law and order mechanisms to ensure lasting peace and harmony in the region. Speaking at the Chavankut 2025 celebration of the Kuki Union Kohima at Kisama yesterday, he recalled the recent violence involving the tribe and expressed hope that such incidents would never happen again. Extending his greetings on the occasion, Mr. Imchin highlighted the Kuki community's distinct identity, rich culture and contributions to the Naga political history.
Kuki as a tribe or as a race has a distinct identity over the centuries. They hardly give up on anything that is confronting them. They used to fight for their right.
The event featured cultural performances and was graced by representatives from public organizations of various tribes across Nagaland. Prasar Bharati, in collaboration with the Culture Ministry, is holding the 67th edition of Akashwani Sangeet Sammelan from today till the 29th of this month across 24 centres nationwide. Information and Broadcasting Ministry said in a statement that since its inception in 1954, the Akashwani Sangeet Sammelan has stood as one of India's most enduring and respected cultural traditions. It was conceived to bring the finest streams of Hindustani, Carnatic and light and folk music to audiences across the country. The Sammelan has played a vital role in preserving, promoting and popularizing India's rich musical heritage. And in weather, Nagaland is expected to receive rainfall at few places across all districts today. India Meteorological Department said this is likely to be accompanied by thunderstorm. With that, we come to the end of the morning news. Stay tuned for the English news in the evening at 7:20. Have a good day.